Barnier says moment of truth for UK coming, predicting Brexit delay from express.co.uk by Joe Burns, Brussels correspondent. The bloc's chief negotiator said next summer will become a moment of truth for Boris Johnson, as the Prime Minister will be expected to make a choice between no deal Brexit or extending the transition period. In a blow for the campaigning Conservative Party, the Brussels bureaucrat poured cold water on Michael Gove's pledge to cut ties with the EU by December 2020. Delivering a speech in Lisbon, Mr. Barnier said, "I know this negotiation will be difficult and demanding, for one reason the time will be extremely short, 11 months if the transition period ends as currently foreseen. Summer 2020 in 8 months will be the first moment of truth on how far we have come and whether extension of the transition will be needed." Mr. Barnier told his audience that a new cliff edge will emerge when the proposed transitional period, during which Britain remains in the EU's single market and customs union, comes to an end. As long as we have not completed negotiations with the UK, the risk of a cliff edge remains and we should all remain vigilant, he added privately. The EU negotiator has told senior members of the European Parliament that he believes the future relationship will take 2 to 3 years to conclude. Michel Barnier warns December 2020 future trade deal will be difficult to achieve. Image, Getty. The EU negotiator believes a new trade deal will take 2 to 3 years to finish. Image, EBS. Mr. Barnier stressed that Mr. Johnson's move towards a basic free trade agreement means negotiations will be more complicated because of the bloc's red lines. "Our starting points are not necessarily the same," said Mr. Barnier. "On our side, that the EU will require strong level playing field guarantees. The EU will not tolerate unfair economic competition. The UK should not think that zero tariff, zero quotas will be enough. The EU will insist on zero tariff, zero quotas and zero dumping." Mr. Barnier says the EU will impose tough negotiating red lines to stop the UK outcompeting EU. Image, EBS. This morning Mr. Gove, the cabinet minister, said the UK will have struck a trade deal with Brussels by the end of 2020. He insisted that Mr. Johnson would not have to extend the transition period beyond. "It's always the case that we need to prepare for every eventuality, but I am confident we will be able to get a good relationship with the EU at the end of this period," he told BBC Radio 4's Today programme. Mr. Gove said a deal was realistic because Mr. Johnson managed to secure a new agreement with the EU within 90 days of becoming Prime Minister. Must watch: Brexiteer Camilla Tamey and Ed Davey in explosive Brexit clash. Michael Gove said the UK government would not extend the December 2020 transition period. Image, Reuters. What do people think are the most important issues facing Britain? Image, Express. Louisa Porritt, the Liberal Democrats' deputy leader in the EU Parliament, said, "Barnier's comments today show that there is no such thing as getting Brexit done with Boris Johnson's Brexit deal. Britain would face more prolonged uncertainty and a high risk of another no-deal cliff edge when the transition period ends. The best option for Britain is to eject this appalling Tory government from power by voting Lib Dem to stop Brexit and end this mess." Labour's Brexit spokesman Sir Keir Starmer claimed the idea of a trade deal being negotiated in a few months was for the birds. He said, "If you vote Conservative, you get Boris Johnson and what I think is a hard right deal. It does leave the very real prospect that we leave without a deal at the end of next year." In an attack on the Lib Dem's Brexit position, he added, "That's one side. The other side, you have got Revoke. I know a lot of people who voted Remain, and are passionate about Remain, who don't think Revoke is the right thing to do. Don't miss Jeremy Corbyn could become Prime Minister," warns Robert Pesto. Analysis: is Sir Lindsay Hoyle leave or remain? How did he vote on Brexit? Insight: back to square one. Labour to rip up deal, restart EU talks. Insight: Lib Dem leader Jo Swisso proclaimed she could do a better job as Prime Minister as he launched her party's campaign. She branded Mr. Johnson Britain's Donald Trump and said Jeremy Corbyn would take the UK back to the 1970s. Ms. Swisso said, I never thought I would stand here today and say I'm a candidate for Prime Minister, but when you look at Boris Johnson and Jeremy Corbyn, I'm absolutely certain I could do a better job than either of them.